Pinky Promise Against Bullying is, it's a pledge and it's a campaign too, it seems to me. And your three action steps that you outlined were, one, be their friend, two, tell a trusted adult, and three, don't give bullying an audience. So how did you come up with those 3 points?
Well, when I first decided that bullying was something that I needed to focus on, I myself didn't really know how bullying needed to be stopped. I knew it was wrong, but I didn't know what I could do to make a difference. And I came up with those 3 actions, be their friend, tell a trusted adult, and don't be an audience, because I think those are the 3 most important things. You want to be a friend to someone who's being bullied so that they know that someone is there for them and someone cares about them. And you need to tell someone so that the problem can be solved. And then you never want to be an audience, because just being a bystander is worthless and you need to take action to stop it.
So you say when you decided this is something you need to focus on, how did that come about? Was there a catalyst to something that happened that made you think, I need to step up on this?
Well, being in high school, there is a lot of bullying going on. And I knew this, and I always knew that bullying was wrong, but one of my friends, she was actually bullied, and that really opened my eyes to the situation, and I wanted to be a part of taking action to put an end to it.
So what happened?
Well, at first she kept most of her feelings bottled up, but once she finally told someone and with the support of her friends, she overcame her bullies, and now she's confident, and she's learned that she doesn't need to be bothered by people who bully her.
Mm-hmm. Have you found in your experience being in school that bullying is worse in a certain grade level or worse for certain people?
I think bullying is always present, but in high school, sometimes I think it gets a little bit more severe. There's so many more rumors going around, and the level of bullying seems to increase a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. How do you recognize bullying?
Well, bullying can be anything. It's not just physically hurting someone. It's the emotional. And you kind of notice people. If you see someone else putting someone else down, even if they're just joking, that's still a way of someone being bullied. And even cyberbullying now has become a huge thing. People will post mean comments on Facebook, and that's become a really big problem in our society. And you just have to make sure you're always aware and to look for the signs so that you can help someone.
What response have you seen to your Pinky Promise Against Bullying campaign so far?
It seems that everyone's really excited. I've even had a girl on Facebook who contacted me, and she thanked me for starting this because she's told me that she was bullied for 2 years and that she's finally getting help. And that really made me realize that I can change people's lives through this.
And has it influenced anything in your life? One-on-one interactions with anyone who maybe hasn't thought of talking to someone before, but because they see, hey, this is going on, maybe I can speak up?
Well, there has been a few people, especially just at my school. Some people have even said, I didn't really realize that me just joking or just pretend, like calling someone a funny name, could hurt their feelings and be bullied. And so I think not only are we reaching out towards the people who are being bullied, but also to the people who bully the people, and so they can learn that it's not right and they can hurt somebody's feelings.
So what's the future outlook? Are you going to continue with this? Do you have plans to make more videos against bullying?
Well, we have one video under the way, and that video is going to be played as a part of Day One. They're a Christian music band, part of their tour across America, so we're really excited about that. And then, yes, I do. I want to continue Pinky Promise Against Bullying and to make it grow. And one way we're raising money by selling blue bottles of fingernail polish so that people can kind of paint their pinky blue to show that they do stand up against bullying and they support our cause.
All right. Carly Vell, thank you very much for speaking with me about this.
All right. You're welcome.